You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. I'm your friendly host, Paul. I'm here with my good friend, Mr. PJ Kirkpatrick. And honestly, if you hear a bunch of weird noise right now, it's because we're actually doing a show inside of PJ's car. We're literally doing a show inside of PJ's car. We went to a demonstration today for counterterrorism and counter UAV solutions. But it was one of those meetings that you went to thinking, oh man, all they're gonna talk about is how much drones suck and they're a threat and they're a problem. But no, that's not what happened. What happened is, hey, drones are good. They save lives, they do good things, but there are people who actually have nefarious intentions with drones, and we need to be able to isolate those vehicles. It was one of those quintessential moments that you were just like, you know what, I really like you. It was one of those moments that you were really excited. And here today, presenting the system that is available, is my good friend, Drone U Elite Pilot, Drone U Training Center owner of Milwaukee, and good friend, PJ Kirkpatrick. PJ, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Paul. That's a nice introduction.
So how does it feel to be driving a car and being on a podcast at the same time?
Interesting. Never done it before, and hopefully we don't get in an accident on the way.
Hopefully we don't get in an accident. You may have to speak up a little bit, though, to get your levels to read just right. But good news is, guys, he's got his sunglasses on. I don't. So we're going to be safe in this extreme blasting light that we have here. All right. So, PJ, tell me, counter UAV solutions. There are a lot of solutions out there. Dedrone, there is Mesmer, Department 13. There are all these little tiny solutions that don't meet FCC quality, that don't meet FCC rules of anti-jamming. And today we saw a system that could detect, it could deter, it could mitigate, and it could land drones. So, tell us about this system. Who is this for? Why does it work? And why is it good for us?
So we spent about the last year and a half to 2 years vetting a number of different companies out there. Not to use the term snake oil salesman, but there's a lot of snake oil salesmen out there that say their systems can do what they do. So we vetted a lot of these guys out, and we tested a few of the systems as well. And White Fox Technologies is one company that met a lot of the requirements for us. Not only does their system work, but these guys are very honest. They'll tell you exactly what the system can do, what it can't do. And one of the few systems that actually meets some of the military specs, as well as it doesn't do any jamming. It doesn't damage the aircraft, so there's not too many companies out there that fit those qualifications. So we're very privileged to be a strategic partner with White Fox. And I think did you ask the reason what, the why?
I did ask the why, but hold on, let's take a step back here for a second, because you said you have a strategic partnership with Fox. They meet all the requirements. And if I understand it correctly, you're not talking about, you know, Barney requirements, Sesame Street. You're talking about the Department of Defense.
That's correct, yeah.
Playing no games over here is Mr. PJ Kirkpatrick. I love it, I love it. Okay, so before we get into the why, you have a strategic partnership with them. You can't buy anything from White Fox. It doesn't happen. They gotta go through Terra Vigilis, is that right?
Well, you could if you're in the, they do a lot of work with the military. So one of the things that we're able to provide is we work with some of the different verticals, local law enforcement, airports, correctional institutions. These are some of the verticals that definitely see a need, and we help educate them in identifying, based on what their requirements are, the right system for them. And White Fox Technologies has a lot of those requirements that our customers are asking us.
Gotcha. Now, I think it's a really awesome system. I mean, even in the demonstration today, what I really thought was cool was that I was there filming via drone, right? I mean, in the air, and I went out there to prep before everyone got there so they could whitelist my drone. I turned my drone on, turned the controller on, and they see my picture, they see everything there. And I just want to be careful with you guys because I think it's really important to discuss one minute detail. White Fox via Terra Vigilis. Yeah, you can buy them from the military if you go direct to White Fox, but you can't go direct to them as a company. You have to go to one of their partners. And right now, the only partner that I know of right now is Terra Vigilis, because they don't want to deal with service. They don't want to do that. They want someone else to help you out. It's one of those systems you got to learn, right? There's a workflow to it. But what I love about it is that they whitelisted me so I could film, meaning none of the attacks that they would have on the other drones would affect me whatsoever. And I have to say, one of the most interesting things that I thought was just hilarious was that they got this Phantom 4 Pro to hover over ground. They wouldn't let it land. Like, it's literally hovering 20 feet over ground or just high enough where you think like you can jump up to catch it, and you won't catch it. And then all of a sudden, PJ takes off to go take care of some customer, and the battery just straight dies, and it falls out of the sky at 20 feet. it doesn't really break the drone at all. It just straight up does the flip of death, and then there it is on the ground. And I just thought it was just one of those things where they can literally place the drone right where they want it and kill it when they want to. And I don't mean kill it as in destroy. They don't destroy the drones, do they?
No, not at all. And that's one of the reasons we love White Fox Technologies, is because they don't damage the aircraft. Once it's mitigated or forced to land, once you power cycle it, it's like nothing ever happened. So completely, you know, damage-free.
That's awesome.
Mitigation solution.
That's awesome. So it's like they're sending a virus to your drone, but it only affects it while they're like flying.
Yeah, so it's not a virus to the drone. It's basically mitigating the drone so that the operator is unable to either fly over people or, you know, we talked about the clueless and careless operators out there. And
that's, there's a lot.
Yeah, and there's a lot. And that's most of the issues that some of the customers have. But there are those, you know, you talked about the nefarious users, the ones that want to do something bad.
Yeah.
That's a smaller percentage, but yeah, so we don't damage the aircraft at all, and it's not a virus or anything. It's not going to, like I said, damage
the... So it's more like a stomach flu. I'm going to be puking my guts out over the toilet for like a little while, then I'll be okay.
That's a disturbing analogy, but yeah, that's right.
Well, that's what we're here for, is disturbing analogies. Well, you know, let me ask you this, right? The way that I see this going down, in my opinion, is a really positive thing for the industry. It's gonna hold people accountable. It's gonna hold all those D-bags who'd buy a drone from Best Buy, and now I'm the mo effing best pilot you ever met. You know what I mean? The confidence seeps through their pores like a cold cut on a hot New Jersey day. Like, it is disgusting.
And man, I have to images that you're putting in my head are amazing.
I have to say, though, what it does is it takes the cold cut and says, no, mofo, you're going vegetarian, and you're going to eat this sandwich at a table.
Right.
I mean, I love this because it really is going to hold people accountable. If you're flying drones over prisons, if you're flying drones in controlled airspace without authority, and that's a key word, without authority, if you're flying drones in places you shouldn't be flying drones, this is going to hold you accountable. But the point I was trying to make earlier, there's a big nuance between AeroScope and between this system. AeroScope, as many of you know, is the DJI system that can see drones. It cannot deter them. It cannot make them land. There's no geofencing. It's just detect, right?
Correct.
But what it does, DJI's system, and this was a really, really important point that I heard today, and I don't really know what the answer is. So I'm going to put this in your mind. I'm going to plant the seed. I'm going to make you think about it. And I'm going to say, you know, what effect does this have? So when I talked about Aeroscope to the White Fox guys. I said, you know, one of the things about Aeroscope is that we first tested it in Denver. You were there.
Yep.
And we could see the person's email address, the phone number, the name. We could see everything for the pilot, right? We didn't share that information on screen because we actually caught someone flying illegally. That could potentially be a wiretapping privacy issue. I did not know that. So when Vic was ready to email the guy whose drone was flying, which I'm glad he didn't, we could have gotten in serious trouble. Yep. I didn't even know that. And yet the White Fox system may showcase the location of the operator, but it doesn't say who the pilot is, right?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have that information at all. And actually, there's some companies that'll, you know, take the idea of the aircraft, right? White Fox doesn't do that. They give each of the drones a unique ID, which means that, let's say, for example, you have a drone that's flying over a correctional institution. Well, the correctional institutions want to know, one, is it the same drone? They're also able, let's say that drone goes to another prison. Well, now the Department of Corrections can find out, oh, we have an issue with this specific drone that's doing these issues, stuff like that, right?
So they're trying to say, like, okay, this drone in California and SoCal dropped a cell phone to an inmate. We know it.
Right.
Blacklisted this thing. So if it tries to go in the vicinity of another facility that has a White Fox system or the Drone Fox system, it's going to say, nope, you're done.
Correct, yeah. And it's not taking all that information, like specific about the user or operator or anything like that at all. And I'll just take this one point. So we talked about that the White Fox technology system has the capability to do mitigation. And right now, it's not legal for anyone outside federal government agencies to do the mitigation, but we're providing customers, once legislation catches up, for, you know, future customers, you know, it's not necessarily they have to purchase a new system. It would be more of a, here's the hardware. We're giving you the opportunity because of current legislation that you can detect the drone. And once legislation says, okay, XYZ department can have the authority to mitigate, it would be just a firmware upgrade. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, future thinking about keeping up with the times, you know what I mean?
I think that's awesome. Now, they're getting ready to provide a system to the people who can use it, but in order to make sure that it works, they got to do some testing. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer, right? Beta testing?
Yep.
You know? So, all right, let me ask you this. If I'm the FBI, if I'm the CIA, if I'm the SCIA, if I'm the DOI, DOC, DOD, Department of State, how do I find out more information about this system?
Well, White Fox Technologies has a website. I recommend
that. I'm not asking about their website. I'm not asking about their website. They straight up told me, do not tell anyone to go to our website. We are partnered with Terra Vigilis because we don't want to do that.
Right.
Terra Vigilis is the people who sell what we do.
Sure.
And I love that you're like, go to the source, go to the source. But they don't want that.
Yeah.
So where do they go?
Well, understand, there's a... to do sales or something with any of the government entities, you need certain, you know, things
cage
like that.
Cage number, yeah. DUNS number,
right. So
CAT number.
Yeah, so we're in the process. You know, we don't have all that. So, I mean, one of the things that differentiates us from some of these drone detection and mitigation companies is that, you know, they're selling a product, right? One of the things that, you know, Terra Vigilis provides is a whole package, right? So it's not just understanding the technology, but there's a human element to decision-making. What has to be done after a drone is detected, right? You can't just go out and assume mitigation for everything. And one thing I love about White Fox Technology is they have this one screen, and I like to call it kind of like a risk assessment at a glance. So it has information like, has the capabilities to identify the speed of the aircraft, what the aircraft is actually looking at.
Straight line flight.
Straight line flight.
Information. The same type of information, if you guys are familiar, if you've ever used a Wukong flight controller, NASA 3, that same telemetry data that you can get off of that, you get from a third party system by quote unquote hacking the drone.
Right. So going back to the earlier point, which is the human element factor of what to do after a drone is detected, and understanding what the operator's intentions are, or making assessments based on the information that the White Fox technology system is providing you. For example, like I said, you could, for some of the drones, we're able to identify or look at the video feed, right? So is the person just flying around for fun, or are they looking at specific things around, let's say, a data center, or understanding the Department of Corrections processes, stuff like that, or in trying to pull intelligence, basically.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So, all right, let's finish this up. I want to find out more. I want to stop drones flying over my prison, flying where they shouldn't be, flying in areas like over concerts, over parades, all the places it's illegal to fly a drone. Where do I find out more?
All right, you're going to want to go to www.terravigilist.com.
How do you spell it?
TerraVigilist.com.
Okay, what's the secret meaning behind the name?
So TerraVigilist is Latin, right? So it means securing the earth.
Oh.
And so we're an aerial security company. Many of the principles comes from military. One of our principals actually, for example, our CEO, Tim Tyre, is very passionate about ensuring the safety of pilots, as an example. Very passionate about that. And he also was involved with counterterrorism in his past. Unfortunately, he happened to actually be at the Pentagon on 9/11. And thankfully, he wasn't in that section of
the Pentagon.
Of the Pentagon, yeah. So we're very passionate about, you know, making sure that the national airspace is safe for drone pilots. Because we're very pro-drone. People ask me, oh, you're anti-drone. No, on the contrary. We just want to make sure that people are following the rules and reducing the risk for drones around airports and whatnot.
Trying to keep people safe so that there's not some crazy news story on the media who lies about every possible detail that there is to... And I'm not trying to make a Republican statement here. Look, the news lies all the time. I mean, just go to Europe and watch the news and watch what the American media says about the exact same story. It'll blow your mind. But the point is here is that we don't want some jacked up news story with the wrong information. Perfect example, GE trying to control airspace. That's not what they're trying to do. Either way, we're going to have an update about that. But my point is here is that what TerraVigilist is trying to do is keep the skies safe so guys like you and I can keep flying. And guys like you and I who have the authorization, who have taken the time to do the right thing, will have the opportunity and ability to do exactly what we want to do. So I'm going to leave you with that. I hope you enjoyed this show. We are here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which looks like a German version of Virginia, if you ask me. And I'm really waiting for some Leinenkugel Summer Shandy on tap.
Oh.
Gotta have it on draft. I haven't had it on draft yet, so I'm looking forward to it. But PJ, just gotta say thanks, brother.
No, thank you. I love the opportunity. I'm glad you finally had an opportunity to come to Milwaukee.
Me too. Sorry we had to shoot a podcast in the car, but hey! All right, guys, that's gonna do it for us today. Hope you enjoyed the show. My name is Paul, and you're listening to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.